This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may detect an occasional surface noise or volume drop due to transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
All right, you're on 761-3330 with another week of film listed fun. Yeah!
Going to the movies.
Real life drama.
Going to the movies.
Cinerama.
Going to the movies.
Spooky thriller.
Going to the movies.
Psycho killer.
Going to the movies. Playing in the rain. Going to the movies till we go insane.
After 22 years, Norman Bates is coming home.
They let him out.
He looks okay.
It couldn't happen again.
Presenting Psycho 2, The Mystery Continues.
But if Norman Bates is crazy, there are a whole lot of people around here running him a close second.
He's slipping into insanity again. I can hear it in his voice.
Hello?
There's no one on the line.
He's all right now.
Sure it's all right if I stay at your motel?
I'm becoming confused again, aren't I?
Psycho 2.
I'm exhausted. I'm going to bed right after I take a shower.
What happened in that house last night?
It's all right, Mother.
Norman. Your mother's dead.
It's starting again.
Psycho 2.
Norman, Sheriff would like to see you out at the swamp.
He's about to go over the edge, isn't he?
Hello? No, Mother. No, I won't do that. You can't make me.
Psycho 2, from Universal, rated R. Under 17, must be accompanied by a parent.
Mother?
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 Mother.
You're on 761-3330 in North Hollywood, California, right here on Paul Mack Presents The Movie Line. Hi, I'm Paul Mack, and I hope you find this line entertaining and informative. I want to thank you for calling, and if you haven't called before, well, this is our format. Basically, what we deal with here is movie information and different promotional gimmicks and things like that. No, just to get you into the theaters, we are a non-profit organization. And basically, we're out here just having a good time, letting you know what movies are out there. It's a service we feel that is due to you, the moviegoers, after all. I mean, $5 a ticket is a lot of money, and why spend that much if you don't have to see it, and you won't be entertained, and it won't be to your fancy? So call in on Fridays and Saturdays and let other people know what you think about the movie you've seen, and tell them if it's worth seeing. So now let's get into this week's tape with lots and lots of comments, the week of June 5th through the 9th, 1983. Here we go on Paul Mack Presents for some more interesting comments and movie reviews for you.
What do you know? This is John from La Habra, asking all of you, what in the heck is chained heat?
I don't know.
I mean, is it a dog that's a... Never mind. This is John from La Habra. Is it a dog that's a... Never mind. Bye.
Next.
Hi, this is Jason from Tarzana, and I just started calling, and I think you guys did a really good job, and I really like this week's tape, and that's just about all I have to say for now. Bye.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is Michael in Los Angeles, and I just recently saw Star Wars Episode 6, otherwise known as Return of the Jedi. Anyway, enough rambling and on with the review. I found it overall an excellent movie. Good storyline, excellent effects, and to put it in a nutshell, just a heck of a lot of fun. Anyway, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to go all the way and give this one a 10. This has been Michael in Los Angeles. So long, and may the Force be with you.
This is Richard Sun Valley. Just recently I saw Walt Disney's Ray Bradbury's
something disgusting this way comes, or something terrible this way comes, or what it's really titled, something wicked this way comes. Now, I don't know what everybody else thinks of this movie, but I like Ray Bradbury one heck of a lot. But this was one of the first works, supposedly, that he had control of. And it was, I'm sorry to say this, very bad. The most of the scenes I've seen before in other movies and done a lot better. I wish that Disney would come out with some good things. Tron was all right. It was better than some of the stuff that they come up with lately. This was, in my opinion, laughable. I was laughing through most of it. And it had its possibilities, of course, like all movies do, of being very good. The end was rather well done. I liked the makeup on the dark character who perishes at the end. The makeup was really good on that. But otherwise, it was pretty much a waste of film. It had some good performances by the three main people, Jason Robards and the two kids. But just, it just was like, why was this made? That's basically all I have to say while I ramble on here. Doing a good job, Paul, and goodbye for now.
Something in the night set it in motion. Something in the wind. Sounded its warning. Something in their dreams called it forth.
By the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes.
Ray Bradbury's Something Wicked This Way Comes. What would you give to make your deepest dreams come true? Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Now there's another interesting film, Something Wicked This Way Comes. I should know a little bit about that film because I was working at Walt Disney Productions around the time they made the film. And the complete time they worked on the picture, and I was on the set many of the times and watched them film it. And I know Ray Bradbury personally, and they were a little worried at the time they were making the film, but... They figured maybe, well, if we kept cutting the film, it would help. So sooner or later, that didn't help. And they added additional footage. They filmed new scenes, such as the tarantula scene, and a few other little things they added in. The narration was new. That was added. If you haven't seen the film already, you know, I don't want to give it away. But it is an interesting film. But around the time that was made, Walt Disney Productions was going through quite a turnaround. They're trying to get their act together, and they're trying to find out, well, what's the formula for making films that will appeal to everybody out there. Well, they don't know yet, but they, I heard, have stopped production on post-production on their projects so that the new head of the studio can reevaluate the studio and find out what they're doing wrong. So maybe they'll turn out a hit. I know when I left, Ron Howard was directing a new film for the studio entitled Splash, about a guy who falls in love with a mermaid, and, well, we'll just have to see what that does. So Disney's got a lot of interesting things with their new cable, the Disney Channel, and things like that. They're trying to get their act together. Tex wasn't bad, and their films have been getting better little by little, and hopefully they will very soon be right up there with the rest of them, so we'll have to wait and see. But anyhow, on a scale from 1 to 10, I gave Something Wicked This Way Comes a 7. So go see it at a theater or drive-in near you, or if you want specifics, you can see it in Westwood at the Man Westwood Theater. The number for information is 208-7664 in the 213 area code, and also in Tarzana at the Man Valley West. Number for information in the 213 area code, 996-1300.
Just saw Return of the Jedi. You're expecting me to say I loved it, aren't you? Well, it was lousy. I'm not saying it was horrible, but it wasn't very good. Those Ewoks look like they came out of Sesame Street. There was no creativity in them at all. They were boring and obnoxious. And just because it's a Star Wars movie, everyone says they love the stupid Ewoks and all those other dumb creatures. I'm not talking about the Wookiee or C-3PO or any of the other regulars. They're great. The other two movies were great. This one's stupid. It's that flying in space stuff. I mean, it looks great, but it's just boring. boring already. I mean, after you've seen it in the other two movies and they keep doing it, I mean, what's the big deal already? Those Ewoks that were just too far, were just not up to par. I mean, they have at least $20 million. They should have at least got something that didn't look like Star Wars. I mean, Sesame Street. It's ridiculous. And, I don't know, that business with the Darth Vader turning into such a happy guy with a halo. It was a little ridiculous. I mean, it was a little sad, I thought. I mean, a better ending would be, if Anthony Daniels said to Luke, "Master Luke, take off my mask." And then, you know, they could have done something just really out of the ordinary that would really freak people. Otherwise, it was boring. All the acting got worse, with the exception of Luke Skywalker, I thought. The movie will make $30 billion, or $300 billion, but everyone's just, they think they have to like it. That's why all the reviewers say they give it a 10, because they want everyone to think they're real warm, nice people, and it makes them feel bitchin', because they can be like 60-year-old reviewers giving it a 10, so everyone thinks, he's still young and hot. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I gotta go. I'm in a bad mood.
Return with Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, Lando Calrissian, C-3PO and R2-D2, and Darth Vader. For the newest adventure in the Star Wars saga, Return of the Jedi. Return of the Jedi, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Errol. Yes. I think the girl in Flashdance had a very firm buttocks.
And whip it good. Uh-huh. Crack by it, will you? Uh-huh.
The heat, the energy, it's as hot as you can get. The excitement, the passion, the freedom, it's as far as you can go. Flashdance, the movie that has it all. From Paramount Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Original soundtrack available on Casablanca Records and Tapes.
My goodness, the hottest movie in America, and it's still playing. It's as far as you can go, and don't forget that. And you can go as far as Hollywood to see it at the Man Chinese Theater. And the number there is 464-8111 in the 213 area code, and well, you can also see it in Westwood at the Man Village. Number is 208-5576, also in the 213 area code. See this film and go far.
Ladies and gentlemen, if the Shadow makes a fourth step now, he'll be playing right into the hands of his enemy. And remember, every time you drive in the rain on worn, smooth tires, you may be playing into the hands of a dangerous kid. Who knows what may happen?
The Shadow knows. Beware. Thousands killed or injured. Cars wrecked. That's the price American motorists pay every year when tires lose their grip and skid on wet, slippery pavements.
Yes, motorists. Don't risk that sickening, pit-of-the-stomach feeling that comes when your car suddenly swerves out of control. For remember, this new Goodrich Silvertown is the only tire with the lifesaver tread. The amazing skid protection that will stop you quicker, safer in a wet road emergency than you've ever stopped before. The nation's largest independent testing laboratory proved this by testing this new Silvertown against both regular and premium price tires of the five other leading tire manufacturers. The engineers of the impartial Pittsburgh Testing Laboratory found that no tire tested, regardless of price, came up to the Goodrich Silvertown in skid resistance. And when you know that Silvertowns also give you the famous Golden Ply blowout protection, is it any wonder that it's called the safest thing on wheels? Put Goodrich Safety Silvertowns on your car now and play safe.